the situation in Zimbabwe still remains fairly critical. The violence and the intimidation continue in both the urban and the rural areas. I just got off the phone with my colleague, the Dutch ambassador, who tells me that Morgan is still at his embassy. The ambassador had met with the permanent secretary from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs here, who gave assurances that the government of Zimbabwe would not try to raid the Dutch embassy and that there was no threat to Morgan Tsvangirai's person. As a matter of fact, the permanent secretary said that Morgan Tsvangirai could leave the country if he so desired. I think the permanent secretary forgot that the government confiscated Morgan's passport when he returned from South Africa and has not returned it. So Morgan is going to have a very difficult time trying to leave the country.
You said the Dutch ambassador spoke to the permanent secretary who said that Morgan Tsvangirai could leave the country. Don't you find it a little ominous that he said he could leave the embassy and stay in the country? Or are they saying that they think Morgan Tsvangirai should leave the country?
I can't answer that. I'm relating secondhand information on this one from a conversation between the Dutch ambassador and Ambassador Bima, the permanent secretary. Right now, I think that Morgan probably can leave the embassy and stay in the country. But before that happens, his security people will make an assessment of the situation and advise Mr. Tsvangirai on which way to go.
What is going to happen in the next couple of days? How do you think this is going to unfold? And also, do you see any further pressure? Or do you know what South Africa could do, just technically at this point, to try to put any sort of effective pressure on Mugabe? Is there anything they really could do at this point?
I think it's very clear that we've had a very clear voice from the international community. The presidential statement out of the Security Council yesterday, which firmly placed the blame for everything that's happening here in Zimbabwe on the Mugabe regime. We would like to see that type of clear statement continue. And if we could get something as firm and as hard-hitting out of SADC, it would be extremely, extremely good for everything that's happening here in Zimbabwe and the region. Now, how is this going to play out here in Zimbabwe? It's difficult to say. Right now, what we do know is that ZANU-PF continues in full campaign mode. We've received reports that ZANU will force people to vote on Friday and also take action against those who refuse to vote. So they're saying, we want an election at all costs. We want to validate Mr. Mugabe's victory here.